So if anyone else has any topic suggestions, feel free to toss them our way. Yeah, keep them to yourself. Yeah.
Well, that sort of brings up the whole topic of Andy complaining again that no one left any.
Wait, me?
Yeah, remember you were whinging earlier about...
No, I think I
How many comments did we get this week? And I looked and there were two
asked,
and right. You were like...
And he laughed. And, like, and he was like, oh, that many? Whoa.
Well.
Something like that.
Which, if you know Andy, means that...
Well, I think I made a comment. They're actually we're losing an average of one listener per episode.
That's
so now we're down to -5,
something like that.
So you're judging our listenership by the amount of comments on the page?
Well, no, not just that.
What are you judging it by?
People that speak to me and say, "Hey, listen to your Knobcast," coupled with emails and comments on the page,
which I don't think has changed at all. I mean, you said yourself that kid, Divad Serf, listened to it, but didn't comment.
I think he did. I think he did.
Huh.
So we got, yeah. All right. Well, we still got a loyal hand full of people.
Do we?
Yeah.
I think we might have picked up a new listener.
Who were you thinking of?
Our friend JF.
Oh, right.
Which actually brings up a point. Because,
yeah, bring that up.
It's an interesting thing because I've had the same issue sometimes, but...
go on.
He was speaking with Greg the other night, and, you know, he had mentioned that he doesn't really have time to sit at his computer for an hour and listen to the Knobcast.
Yeah, he did say that.
So Greg suggested, well, why don't you download it? He's like, if I could listen to it on my iPod or something, I would listen to it. And Greg said, well, why don't you download it? He said, when I click the download button... it just launches into like a browser with QuickTime or whatever.
Yep, he said that.
He did. This is, yep. And so Greg suggested, well, if you right click on the download file.
I was pretty rude about it.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that part. So I'll just give the generic version. But if you right click on the download part, you can download the MP3 and you may listen to it on your iPod at your leisure.
Yeah, once you've got the MP3 file on your machine, you just upload it, and bang, you're good to go.
Right.
Then when you're out jogging or...
Spinning
or...
Making love with your iPod.
In your leaves.
Making love in your leaves. Spinning around with your iPod.
Just about any activity you can do with headphones on, you can have the Knobcast with you.
Right. And it's like...
How great would that be, having three blokes in your head?
Yeah.
As you're fornicating with your loved one.
Right. Listening to us discuss dumps and swear words and things like that.
That would be awesome.
But anyway, it's a good public service Whatever announcement. Works. Yeah.
Right.
So, try that. Whew. Try that emphasize.
And for those new people now who are going to be listening more often because of this, feel free to leave a comment.
Yeah.
Or an email.
Don't be shy. Comment, email, harassing something or other. I don't know.
You know, people like Ricky Gervais and Kevin Smith, when they do their podcasts, they don't feel like they're failures if they don't get any comments. They just continue to...
Because they're already successes.
Pretty much, yeah.
But that kind of goes the other way, too. It's like, what do we have to worry about? But you don't know that. Well, I suppose they can tell by, well, I mean, at least with Ricky Gervais, you have to buy him.
Right.
So
right,
you can see
right,
how many have been bought. Right. That's gratifying.
Hey,
if you want to donate, by the way, to us.
Should set up a PayPal button on there.
Right.
What are we asking people to donate?
We're not asking them to, but if they feel they've gotten money for the value for their listening time and they want to help support, like for example, poor Ed is using a pair of cheap $5 headphones, whereas Andy and I each have $250 headphones.
Professional grade.
Right. Mm-hmm. And clearly.
I feel like a slouch.
Yeah. I mean, how great would that be if you could also have a great pair of headphones? Which could be made possible through viewer donations.
Listener donations.
And if we don't receive those donations within a couple of episodes, we're going over to a pay-per-listen scheme.
I'll suffer through for my art until then.
I can How's pretty that? Much guarantee we'll never go to a paperless scheme.
Stranger things have happened.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right. I'm with you on that one.
You want to see our loyal three listeners?
Pony and I can pretty what would it be, like $100 an episode?
I can pretty much guarantee we're never going to get a donation, too.
Yeah, guaranteed. I'm with you. Yeah. So what did you blokes end up doing for All Hallows Eve?
Hey, that's a great point. That we were, sort we of were a fretting about cliffhanger that. Last episode.
Right.
One of the
would Andy, oh, one of the
would Andy hide in a windowless room?
Would he?
Would Greg turn on his outside lights? Mm-hmm. Would Ed be a good neighbor?
These are the questions that went unanswered in episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Here tonight, we reveal those answers. Ching, ching. Greg, what did you do?
All right, I'll start. I basically did not turn my lights on, but just laid around and watched television and figured if someone had the balls to come up to the door with no lights on, that I'd explain to them that I didn't have any candy and
there you go.
They could move on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? No one really came to this neighborhood anyway. The dome is situated on a fairly busy road, so last year there were no kids, and this year I didn't happen to notice anyone going around either.
Yeah, it's not really like a neighborhood kind of area.
No, not
it's
really.
It's more
no.
of a street or a road.
Yeah.
A road, you know, spread out houses.
Yep.
I did stay home. I did. I got some candy.
What kind?
Oh, what kind didn't I get?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
I got Reese's Cups, Milky Way, Snickers, Almond Joy Mounds, Butterfingers.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you eat them all?
I'm almost there. I'm almost there. But I got three groups of little kids, little ghouls, ghosts and goblins and ghouls. And
were you pissed that they were taking your candy from you?
No, I was quite happy. The first group came up and they were like, oh, I'll take one or two each. Take, you know. And then the second group came up and I was like, you know, have at it.
Right.
They're all rah, rah, these little hands in there. The parents are standing back horrified. Huh. And then, the last group was just two little kids. So by 7:30, it was all over. But I'm glad I did it.
Are you really?
I am. Really. Won't be that next year, but.
You've proved your point to the neighborhood that you're not a psycho.
Yes, exactly. Made my point in candy form. Andy, what did you do?
Yeah, Andy.
I stayed home.
Yeah?
I was home alone that day and turned the lights off.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Went into the office.
Jesus.
Hung a blanket over the window.
That is the best part.
Well, because the light would shine through the blinds.
So even with the outside lights off, you were afraid that they were going to storm the castle demanding candy?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Egg my house. Yeah, and I just played a video game, put my headphones on, cranked it right up, so I couldn't hear anybody knocking on the door, even if they were.
Oh, wow. That's so you didn't even want to hear the fact that you were disappointing all these children. You wanted to just block it totally out.
It would make
me
feel guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not turn on the lights then and have candy for the kids?
Oh.
No, I don't understand.
I'd have to give it out to the kids.
Put you out a bit.
I'd have to give it out to the kids.
Right.
See their little faces.
Right.
Yeah. Don't.
What's the matter? Couldn't be bothered?
Why didn't you?
Well, I... No, it was more bit, like I said earlier. There's just no kids around here.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
you're
I switched the lights off.
Well,
right. So, there's no kids, but I switched the lights off and had all the indoor lights off as well.
And didn't buy any candy.
And didn't buy any candy.
Well, it's pointless because no kids come anyway, so...
Right. Well, see, you've been here for a few years.
Yeah,
so
I
you
have.
Know the traffic.
But
you
know Andy knows that he... I mean, kids... He's a prime neighborhood for kids.
Is it?
Yeah. All right.
I wouldn't know. I've never seen his house.
I know.
The thing with
I only saw it once when I helped him move.
All right.
Oh,
the thing with it is that...
We're all real good friends.
Yeah.
Uh, done the candy thing before. I've done the candy thing before. And it gets to a point where you just don't know how to gauge it. The last time it was a freaking nightmare. Because you start to be you generous with the first bunch of kids, and then you're like, man. Then they show up in bus loads.
Yeah.
And you're realizing...
They bus them in from other neighborhoods.
You're realizing your candy is running out really fast. And it gets to the point where you run out of candy.
Yeah.
And the last time this happened, I had to get in my car, drive to Walgreens, try and get their last candy that they had there.
Yep.
Drive back again. Yeah. It's okay. Just stressful.
Right.
Right.
Spent $100 on candy.
Mine was pretty cheap, actually. I got it on sale. I bought it at the 30th. And I saved like $2 a bag on it or something. It was only $15 for all that candy.
Wow.
And whatever, I figured whatever I had left over, I'd either eat myself, which is apparent, or...
it's a plus-plus, really.
Yeah. Bring it in and share it with the... We have a little candy dish in our area at work, so I'll bring it in and fill that up. Let all the other people have some.
Wait a minute.
What?
Just occurred to me, Andy. You said you were playing a video game?
I was playing a video game.
That doesn't sound like you.
It doesn't, does it?
Hmm.
Huh. Was it some kind of multiplayer online role-playing game?
Yeah, it was.
Which one?
It was Warhammer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Warhammer. Bring it on, Warhammer.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I was flashing back to those commercials you'd see as a kid for like all those crazy toys and stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah, all right. Someone out there knows what I'm talking about. So, all right. Well, yeah, so next year, I don't know. Halloween could be out. I think it's going to be on a Saturday, too, so.
Well, what I try to suggest is that we'd all do something together that night, but. Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go to Reroz next year?
On a Saturday.
Yeah. 6 o'clock?
Hmm.
Do it.
Yeah, let's make a pact.
All right. Probably earlier. I probably have to leave earlier than that.
I was thinking about having you guys over my place that night.
Sure you were.
Could board up the windows and hide in the office.
Why haven't you ever invited us over? It kind of hurts now that I think about it.
You can come over.
Yeah, but you've never invited us, except to help you move that one time.
Well, you know how the wife is.
Doesn't like us.
Hates you.
Mm.
Probably with good reason.
All right.
She liked me well enough when I helped you blokes move.
No, she likes you fine. Oh. She's just... I don't know. Just doesn't want to be around you, I suppose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heartwarming.
Well, you insulted her a few times. Yeah, very insulting.
No, I don't think I ever did, actually.
Yeah. Call her like 12 and...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't call her 12.
Ask her
just...
how much her ring costs.
Oh, I did do that.
Jeez.
Well, I was curious.
Hmm.
And the
called her an old slag.
The whole 12 thing was more, I was just shocked at the age difference between you two. I mean, I thought that you were sort of robbing the cradle.
Oh, right.
You being so old and her being still young and vital.
Vital?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Vital or?
Yeah, you know how when people are young, they have a lot
vibrant
of vitality.
Oh,
and,
okay,
yeah.
Mm. Woo! Ew. All right. Well, we've covered that.
Yeah.
Topic.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
What was that other cliffhanger?
I don't think there was one, Ed. I think that we pretty much have caught up on everything we were going to talk about today.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yep.
You don't want to?
Well, we've got 8 minutes by the old clock on the wall.
Right. All right. We'll have to leave that other topic for next time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
But I did want to bring something up. It's not going to, shouldn't be long, but that's what she said.
Is it what you ate for lunch?
No, it's not. No, no.
Vindaloo?
I've been noticing it's been, and I have to like start keeping track of this or something, but there's a light over my stove at my house. Okay? No, listen to this. This is weird.
Is it going to be worthwhile to wait and listen?
Well, it's going to be quick. But
you
I'm
need
just...
to change the bulb.
No, I don't. That's the problem. But every so often,
Home
I know
Depot.
It's on because I keep it on. I keep it on at night. And there's been nights when I go in
and
it's
off.
But then I turn it on and it comes on. And it comes on again. So I know
Wait.
And I'm not.
When you turn it on, it goes on.
Oh, fuck off. I'm telling you. It just turns off. And I go into the kitchen. I'm like, wait a minute. This thing was on a while ago.
You're saying that it turns off by itself?
That is what it appears to be happening.
Hmm.
And then because I'm like, oh, maybe it blew out. And I turn it on and it comes back on again.
Is it a fluorescent light fixture?
No, it's a under the. It's like under the, above the stove, underneath the microwave.
Huh.
And I know.
Is it loose? Is it screwed in?
I'll have to check.
Yeah.
But the on off thing is on the microwave and it's digital, so I would assume that it would keep track. So if I pressed it, it would probably say, "Oh, now I'm turning it off," but it's really already off.
Huh.
And it hasn't happened once. It's happened like 3 or 4 times. And I'm definitely not one that believes in ghosts or poltergeists or anything like that. Yeah,
what
all
if
that
it
crap.
Was a ghost, though?
And they're fucking with my light?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it was, I'm going to have to keep track of it because...
Is this a regular light switch that turns it on or a pull chain? Or
no, it's a button on the microwave. The bulb,
button on the
microwave. Yeah, the microwave is mounted above the stove.
Hmm.
So... The bulb is underneath the microwave, so when you press the button, it turns the light on and off.
Mm.
Hmm.
And it will be on.
Those touch pad things, yes. Then. Yeah, they're a little temperamental, those things.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I just find it odd, because then I go back and I like, beep, and it turns on. I'm like, oh, all right. So,
wow.
But that's one of those things, too, that whole paranormal stuff. A couple people, B-Mac and one of her friends, were talking about this show on the paranormal, and I gave it a go, and it just doesn't do it.
Talking about this show?
No. It's something on like Sci-Fi Channel. It's like Ghost Hunters or something like that.
Yeah. Do they believe in the paranormal, though, those two people?
I don't know if they believe in it, but they enjoy the show.
Huh.
And my part of it is like, well, do you have to somewhat believe in it to actually get enjoyment out of the show? Because I watched one episode... Where they went back to this old plantation mansion down in Louisiana, I think it was. And they stayed over the night and they have all the footage and stuff. But, I mean, everything is pretty much explainable. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole time. I mean, they try to make it all scary because they shoot it in night vision.
Right.
You know, but you're watching it and they're like, oh, did you hear that? And, the girl's like, oh, I saw the door move. And the other girl's like, really? It's like, yeah, I swear, I just saw it move. I looked over there and I saw it move.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if you want to see it move, it's going to move.
I got to say I'm a little disappointed in B-Mac.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, I used to think that B-Mac was really, really intelligent and had a good sort of... Well, yeah, but now she's like all... believes in ghosts and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Well, I'll have to ask. I don't know if she believes in it per se, but she and her friend were both saying, oh, this is a great show. And
I've seen those shows that you're talking about.
I mean, I watch them from time to time because they're somewhat entertaining. But
I think it was a couple of years. I don't know if we ever talked about this before. It seems like we have. But a couple of years ago in England, my dad was watching one of those shows where they had the night vision.
Yeah.
He was in some old hotel or old hospital, and I remember they're walking around with flashlights, and you know how flashlights in the dark, if they catch dust in the dark, it illuminates the dust.
Yeah. Yep.
So you can see in that beam of the flashlight. Well, on the show they were calling them light anomalies.
Nice. Is this Derek Acora?
I'm not sure, I wasn't paying attention, but my dad was and his wife were very into it.
Yeah.
And but then again, he's into like the QVC channel too, and watches that, you know, the whole day long.
Okay.
So
that's good stuff.
Yeah, it just—I was looking at it, chuckling a little bit.
Yeah.
About how seriously they were taking themselves on the show.
Yeah, they have all this equipment to measure all this stuff, and I'm thinking about it. Okay, well, if there's never been—if they can't prove that any of the stuff is there. Then how do you calibrate equipment to find it? How do you know that it's calibrated properly?
I don't think they calibrate the equipment for the anomalies. I think they're looking for any kinds of radiations or something that
yeah.
that is in the actual valid spectrum.
But it seems that these pieces of equipment are designed specifically for detecting this stuff.
Mm.
And my point is how can you create a piece of equipment to detect this stuff if there's no proof that that's what it is?
You can't.
Right. But yet they trust in this equipment, which is, to me, a fatal flaw in the process right there. But
have they ever conclusively proven that there was some phenomenon that they recorded or something?
I haven't seen enough programs. Maybe BMAC can fill us in.
I suspect that they haven't. Otherwise, there'd be a radical shift in the way we view the world. Yeah. I mean, if someone proved that there's actually a ghost.
That's my suspicion as well. But
Jesus, I'm really disappointed.
Mm.
Well, you'll have to talk to her about it.
It's like when you find out that a friend you've always liked turns out to be a Republican or something. And it's like all of a sudden you're like,
you look at him in a different light.
Yeah, like, fuck.
You're an idiot. No.
That's offensive, by the way.
Well.
Yeah, maybe we should calibrate our hagometers and go looking for some of these ghosts.
Ghosts?
Ghost hags.
Right.
Ghost hags, yeah.
The ghost hags of Mashpee. Nice. Sounds like an Anne Rice novel. Right. Oh, goodness.
Well, I'm looking on the old wall and I see the old clock.
Staring back at you?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's...
saying, wrap this thing up.
It's pretty much saying it's been an hour. Okay. And that contractually is... the full amount of what we can give listeners. We
equity laws.
Cannot give them more than 1 hour.
Yeah, if we go over, then...
they tend to get bored and
they
shut it off
right
away.
Right. Yeah. They garnish our wages. We wouldn't want our wages garnished.
No.
So. Well, thanks for joining us for another fine hour of comedy, insight, intelligence, brilliance.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. Also, thanks to JF. Had a good dinner the other day with JF. Learned him about how to download some Knobcasts.
Do a proper download.
Yep. And hopefully he'll be commenting up a storm.
And once it's out there in the I world,
it's only a matter of time.
You never know where it can go.
You guys might want to think about quitting your regular jobs because this thing's going all the way.
By April 2009, done.
Mansions, dancing girls,
right?
Fast cars.
Give Hugh Hefner a run for his money.
Unlimited Vindaloo.
Oh. Rancho.
Ooh.
Mm.
Non-bread.
Can't wait. All right, then.
All right, then.
See you later.
Later. See ya. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
All right.
Later.
Later. Go Nats.
Nice.
Cock.